Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the topic regarding the consumption of interest and its dealings. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is binding upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to deprive four types of people of Jannah and its enjoyments. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is binding upon Allah ta'ala to deprive four types of people of Jannah and its enjoyments. First is a habitual alcoholic. The second is a consumer of interest. The third, one who usurps the wealth of an orphan. And the fourth, a disobedient child. The curse of interest. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a time will dawn upon my ummah when every person will consume interest. If he does not, its smoke will surely affect him. Note that this prediction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has proven itself. With the modern banking system, interest is naturally accumulated and a person finds it inevitable to utilize the services of the bank. Very few people are totally immune from the effects of interest. Curse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the consumer of interest, the one who feeds it to others, the writer of the transaction, as well as the witness to it. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the consumer of interest, the one who feeds it to others, the writer of the transaction, as well as the witness to it. Note, any involvement with interest, directly or indirectly, has been prohibited in the hadith and is therefore haram. Snakes in the bellies. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night I went for Mi'raj, I passed by a group of people whose stomachs were like pits that were full of snakes. I asked Jibreel Amin alayhi salam who these people were, and he informed me that these were the people who had consumed interest in this world. Note that people tend to ignore drastic warnings like these for trivial worldly gains. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save the ummah from this scourge. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.